Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Colonel Douglas McGregor joins us to talk about the Ukraine-Russian war. You will learn something. And then we have Michael Seifert to talk about how Liberty Safe has betrayed us. Liberty Safe has betrayed us, gun owners and lovers of the Constitution. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Joining us now is Colonel Douglas McGregor, who is one of the few voices out there telling the truth about what's happening in the war in Russia and Ukraine. So, Colonel McGregor, the senators that I talk to off the record that are in favor of this war or funding the war, they say it's just a matter of time. Ukraine is launching a counteroffensive. We're almost there. Best money we've ever spent. Colonel, what is the truth?
A lot of those individuals are deranged, or they're simply doing what their donors tell them to do. In most cases, my experience is there is a lot of ignorance and arrogance on the Hill, but the number one overriding impulse is greed. So I think they're probably listening to their donors. And we have very powerful figures in the United States in the financial media sectors in particular who want desperately to keep this war going. The Ukrainians have sustained now more than 400,000 soldiers killed in action. The cemeteries in Ukraine are filling up. We don't know how many casualties they've had beyond that. In other words, wounded, but certainly several hundred thousand. Amputees, somewhere between 50 and 60,000. Hospitals are full. The Ukrainian authorities are now essentially pressing anybody they can find into service. Russians recently captured a 71-year-old man on a Ukrainian tank crew. The troops aren't trained. They don't know how to use the equipment. So they're simply being herded into a meat grinder. And now the Ukrainian government has approached the Poles, wants the Polish government to help them round up 80 to 100,000 Ukrainian youth who are 18 to 25 years of age living in Poland who could be brought back to die in the war in Ukraine. Frankly, if it were not for our financial aid, we effectively own the government. We pay for the army and we keep them in essentially in cash. I don't think this would last a day. I think this thing is effectively over, and we continue to sustain it by shipping cash and equipment.
And without any sort of understanding from our leaders of what does success look like, trying to continue this and push it forward into another no-win war. And it seems as if we're only extending the carnage. So could you just repeat the number? How many people have died, Colonel? I mean, we don't get any numbers. We just get estimations. I mean, how many people have died since the beginning of this war?
Well, you're saying people. I don't know how many civilians have been lost. I have no idea. I just know that there are more than 400,000 dead Ukrainian soldiers. We know that because we can see the graves from satellites. We know it because we can follow the obituaries. We know it because Ukrainians and Russians come on Telegram and tell us the truth. I would say that the Russians have lost 10% of what the Ukrainians have, if that. In other words, probably 40,000 killed and certainly no more than 40 or 50,000 wounded. Most of the Russian wounded are returned to duty. Ukrainians have enormous difficulty with that. In fact, they leave bodies all over the battlefield, and the Russians have shut down operations several times to allow them to collect their dead. But in many cases, they just don't. And of course, the numbers of Ukrainian units and soldiers that are giving up is increasing daily. Most of it happens at the lowest level because these people have no effective training. They're not prepared for this, and they're being sent to their deaths in what are effectively suicidal missions. So no, nobody's telling the truth in the West, but the truth is out there if you want to dig and find it.
So yeah, the 400,000 people, that's an extraordinary amount. So you have some leaders, and we're getting this tape here from Mitt Romney, and we'll play the tape in a second, but he says that this is the best money that we have spent, that this is the best investment. So Colonel, just maybe help our audience respond to this from family members or friends, where they say, if we don't fight Putin in Ukraine, he's going to take over Europe. You've heard this, but I know it's nauseating, but it's helpful for some people that don't do this for a living. How should one respond to such a shallow talking point?
Well, you know, when I was a young man growing up, and when I first went to VMI in West Point, we were still involved in Vietnam, and Lyndon Johnson and General Westmoreland and others kept telling us, if we don't fight the VC and the North Vietnamese in Vietnam, we're going to be fighting them in Los Angeles and Chicago. And that's obviously nonsense. We heard the same thing about Iraq and Afghanistan, always nonsense. Now we're hearing it about Ukraine. This is tired. Americans have to wake up and realize the extent to which they're being lied to. And as far as the best money we could spend, good God, what we've done is cultivate an enemy in Moscow. And I would argue in many other places in the world, all you have to do is look at the BRICS, the new members that have just joined, and the desire to de-dollarize and get out from under our financial system so that we can't bully people financially. This is a catastrophe for us. It'll take us decades to recover because we're going to find enemies everywhere. The Russians can escalate horizontally. Not only do we risk escalation to the nuclear level if we do something stupid and launch a nuclear weapon, but worse than that, we can see Mexico, Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, certainly Syria, other countries where our forces are at risk and engaged, where the drug traffickers and the local governments cooperate against us and our open borders. We are courting catastrophe right here inside the Western Hemisphere at home because the Russians aren't stupid. They know that they can create trouble for us all over the world. They're now going to do that because they've won this war. There's no question about it. The only question now is, do they wait for the economies in Western Europe to collapse, which is a real possibility this winter? Or do they say, the hell with this, we'll just end it and march west? Obviously, we would rather they didn't march west. We set out supposedly to prevent that, but now we've created the capability to do that. So, we just have to stop listening to these blowhards who know nothing about which they speak and are frankly dishonest. They're simply, once again, echoing the talking points their donors give them.
Play cut 59.
Being able to take an amount which equals, what, about 5% of our military budget? About actually less than 5% of our military budget each year to help the Ukrainians is about the best national defense spending I think we've ever done. We're losing no lives in Ukraine. And the Ukrainians are fighting heroically against Russia that has 1,500 nuclear weapons aimed at us. It's like, so we're diminishing and devastating the Russian military for a very small amount of money relative to what we spend in the rest of defense. A weakened Russia is a good thing. And the best thing we can do for America is to see people who have nuclear weapons aimed at us getting weaker.
Okay, so just so we understand how sick that is, what just Mitt Romney just said, he basically said that Ukrainian rank and file are a human shield for America. That I just want everyone to understand that that is just like so perverse morally. Even if it was what he was saying was true, right? Even if Russia was this big enemy, the idea that we're losing no lives, but the Ukrainians are getting slaughtered, that's really demented and sick. Your reaction, Colonel, to Mitt Romney?
Well, he's arguing that Russia is suffering. Russia is now stronger militarily, financially, and economically, certainly than since the 1980s. Russia is in splendid condition. The population is 100% behind Putin. They have over 750,000 troops in and around Ukraine. They're going to go up to 1.2 million in the very near future. They have the most modern weapons they've ever had. They're well-organized, well-led, well-disciplined. So the notion that somehow or another we've harmed Russia is a big lie. In the meantime, the only thing we've succeeded in doing is murdering the Ukrainian nation. We've destroyed the country. I don't think this nation is going to recover for years, for decades. That's his great achievement. This man is either demented or he's just a pathological liar. He certainly, you know, borders on psychopath and certainly is a sociopath. We're consigning millions of people to misery in Ukraine in perpetuity.
And we're told that we need to continue to spend and send more money. And so just, can you just build this out, Colonel? This is not being covered in the West, but Russia is actually in a better position economically because of the war. How is that possible? Because the conventional Washington, D.C. narrative is we apply sanctions, we isolate them, we impoverish them. But actually, Russia had a summer of prosperity. The Russians I know in America, they say their relatives back in Moscow love Putin. They're richer, they're happier than even they were a decade ago.
Well, you have to keep in mind that the Russians took great pains to disengage as much as possible from us. They tried to shed as many U.S. Treasury bonds as possible. They got rid of as much of our currency as they could. And they've been doing business as often as possible in rubles. In other words, their own currency. Now, as part of BRICS, they're bringing in new members. And one of those new members, starting in January, of course, is Saudi Arabia. That means that the Saudis will be doing business with India, China, Russia, Brazil, and other countries, not in dollars. I mean, you're staring at the end of the petrodollar. The end of the petrodollar is the first decisive step in the direction of eliminating the dollar as reserve currency. We're going to have serious problems economically as a result of this. We got to stop lying to people. This is awful. The Russians have profited enormously. Everything has backfired on these frauds in Washington. And that's what this Mr. Romney is. He's a shameless fraud.
It's interesting. Joe Biden attempted to rally the world behind Ukraine and break Russia. Instead, he's breaking America. Instead, it's our dollar that's being broken, and Russia is actually stronger. So all the experts at the CIA, all the experts in the permanent war machine of Washington, D.C., tell us, okay, this war is terrible, sanctions, tariffs, trust us. And in reality, we now have the emergence of BRICS. And I want to talk about that because this is a real thing. It has not received nearly the amount of conversation that I think it warrants, where we're seeing the American dollar kind of being put to the side in a whole different new global hegemon rising. Strong Cell is amazing. I got to tell you, the combination of NADH, CoQ10, and collagen is really something. You know, people ask me, they say, Charlie, how do you keep your energy up? How do you just keep on pushing? Look, part of it is diet, nutrition, but I'll be honest, I take supplements really seriously. Fact check me on this. You can say, oh, Charlie, I'm going to fact check you. Type this into your search engine. NADH. Just type it in. What does it tell you? It might tell you that it is the secret to living long, anti-aging properties, more energy. Well, all of that is being proven in more and more clinical trials. NADH is a precursor so that your mitochondria can remain healthy and vibrant. The elites, a lot of billionaires, people with a lot of money, they spend a ton of money on NAD. It's a fact. NAD just might be your secret weapon for more energy. I take NAD every single day. I could tell you that NADH compared with CoQ10, the trials show very, very good things. I know, don't take my word for it. I mean, honestly, my word should be good for something, but fact check me. Look at it. And if you do it over 30 days, you'll see an increase in energy. I wake up better than ever before. NAD can help you potentially, again, fact check me on this, with depression, anxiety, other issues that you might be dealing with. It is nature's gift to you so that you might have extra energy and mental clarity. You guys can use promo code Charlie for 20% off. It's strongcell.com/Charlie. NAD might be nature's secret weapon for you. I love it. I take it every single day. Try it for at least 30 days to see the maximum benefit. And let me know, has NAD helped your life? Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out. Strongcell.com/Charlie. What is BRICS and the significance of the new member countries?
Well, the new member countries, including Saudi Arabia, are all agreed that they are going to do business with each other in currencies other than dollars. They're also agreeing tacitly to the long-term strategic goal of pegging currency to gold. And of course, India, China, Russia, Saudi Arabia in particular, the Emirates, all of them have amassed great quantities of gold so that the currencies can actually be traded as pegged to gold. All of this puts us at risk because, remember, we're entirely dependent on the fiat financial system. And we have been able to compel everyone to use our dollar. People have to borrow in dollars and spend in dollars. This is about to end. Nobody is going to allow us to pass our debt on to them any longer. That's so the real question is, how much longer do we get away with anything? Now, I just think the audience needs to understand, because they hear constantly, oh, the economy's fine, everything's going gangbusters, and we're going to be sitting in clover over the next year. What they need to understand right now, which is very, very serious, it's not just the BRICS and the new members that come in January. They're going to trade in their own currency and ultimately, as a long-term strategic goal, want to peg everything to gold. It's the fact that our treasuries now, in terms of yield, are going up, but the prices of our treasury bonds are going down. Now, why is this? Obviously, it's the interest rates that are rising. But as people, both in our own domestic banking system and foreign banking systems, look at the U.S. treasuries, they've been buying for now almost two decades. They look at these and they're not worth anything because they bought these things when the interest rates were near zero. All of a sudden now they're dealing with interest rates that are rising rapidly. So how do we sell our bonds? Well, we drop the prices to the point where they're worth almost nothing as it is. And the Fed cannot add that much more toxic debt to what it's already got on its books. So everything has to be viewed against that background economically.
You said it took about 5 years for the American public to turn against the war in Vietnam, but this is at a much accelerated timeline. Probably started at 10 to 15% of Americans that wanted nothing to do with involvement. Now it's 55%. It's 95% of the conservative base. Walk us through this. This is a promising development.
Well, remember that from 1965 until almost 1969, our media stood behind the Johnson administration and its lies about what was really happening in Vietnam. What was really happening was very different from what was reported. And obviously the Tet Offensive threw that into sharp relief. So then the media at the time said, you know, we've got to stop lying. Let's start telling the truth. It made them unpopular with diehards who thought we were actually fighting communism when we weren't. Communism was not really the issue in Vietnam. It was a civil war we had involved ourselves in. But today you have a different phenomenon. Today the media is universally in the West backing this insanity against Russia. Yes. They're part of the same lobby that wants to essentially destroy the regime and then divide the country and sell off its resources at bargain basement prices and enrich themselves. In other words, the ruling political class in Washington is bound up with the people who run finance and the media in the United States, who are dominating all the policymaking. But the American people are smart enough to figure out, wait a minute, why are we shipping all of this overseas? What about all the people that don't have jobs in the United States? What about the growing numbers of homeless? What about the fact that our borders are open and we're adding 2.3 million people about whom we know nothing, people that we probably can't employ, and more important, we'll never assimilate? So frankly speaking, the American people have figured this out. The problem is that there are still too many listening to the lies. They haven't wakened up to the fact that you can't trust the government.
Quite a concept. And so as the public opinion continues to move, and the Democrat Party's all messed up. They used to be the anti-war party. Now they're completely on board for this, which is really interesting. And the Republican Party actually has more people out speaking out against it. Is one of the reasons why the West is so against Russia is because they're not totally on board for this LGBTQ stuff, that they stand against some of these kind of social liberal is that kind of a component of this that doesn't always get covered?
Oh, no, I think it is a component. I mean, clearly Russia has said, we're not opening our borders. Yes. We're not going to subject our population to the influx of millions of foreigners who are coming to Russia not to join us, not to work with us, not to assimilate, but to take us over. And they've looked at Europe and they say, well, if Germany and France are examples of success stories for globalism, we don't want anything to do with it. Then, of course, you have the underlying foundation of Russian Orthodox Christianity. And the people that are currently leading the charge against Russia utterly hate Christianity.
That's right.
They despise it. Let's be frank. You know, we're talking about people that are atheists, nihilists, Marxists, and ultimately globalists. It's all bound up together. It's one sick, perverse ideology. And wokeism is perversion. The Russians know it. We know it. Why are we pretending it's not?
Colonel Douglas McGregor, wonderful commentary. Thank you for being one of the lone voices of sanity in the midst of this tragedy that we're involved in. Thank you so much.
Okay, Charlie. Thank you.
He's always so generous with his time, and we appreciate it. He's one of the few people that tell the truth.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I try to take care of myself. I try to eat right. And I love fruits and vegetables. I'd rather have them than anything else, but I know I don't get nearly enough. So I thought, I'll try it for 2 months and no harm, no foul. If it doesn't work after that, then I've tried it and at least I know. Within 2 weeks, I noticed a huge difference in my energy, sleeping better at night, and just energy. I would get up in the morning and get up, not just sit around. You guys have got to try this. You have to try it. You owe it to yourself to try it.
The wife and I both think it's done a lot of good. We both think it's, you know, it's improved your overall day-to-day, how you feel. And we've turned everybody onto it. Our kids are on it. We've got brothers and sisters that are on it. We've got some neighbors we've turned onto it. So we're very pleased with the product and the results. It's not like you're Superman, but you definitely know you're healthier. You're going to lose weight. And I've never heard that said in any of the commercials, but by golly, you do.
I work in a school, so I'm around like 1,000 kids a day constantly. And so I wash my hands and use alcohol on them probably 100 times a day or better. And my hands are always cracking open and splitting. And I did not have that this entire winter. And I bet you anything, I bet you anything it's balance of nature. It's the only thing I've done different. Like the guy on your commercial says, I'm going to keep on taking it the rest of my life. And I feel the same way. It's going really good. I mean, I feel better. Got more energy and, you know, I can go through my day better.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code CHARLIE.
Last couple days, there's been this story going viral of a company, Liberty Safe. We touched on this yesterday. Liberty Safe, which pretends to be the number one safe company in the country, formerly endorsed by a lot of conservative commentators. A lot of people trusted them. Liberty Safe was contacted by the FBI for a search warrant. Liberty Safe was asked by the FBI, hey, we want to get into one of the safes of a home that we're raiding in January 6th. By the way, for nonviolent offenses, nonviolent, and we want to get the guns. And Liberty Safe said, okay. Liberty Safe said, sure, here you go, FBI, here's the password. Didn't fight it, didn't contest it, didn't do anything. Unlike Apple, by the way, when Apple was asked by the federal government unlock terrorist cell phones, Apple said no. Apple said, we take the privacy of the phones very, very seriously. But when it comes to allegedly conservative safe companies, they said, sure, feds, you can go get all the guns you want. If you have Liberty Safe, you need to return it, get rid of it, remove it from your home, demolish it, and never buy Liberty Safe again. The FBI has backdoor access anytime they ask. Joining us now is Michael Seifert for all things new economy and parallel economy. And he has stepped up beautifully from Public Square, publicsq.com. I was texting him yesterday. Michael, welcome to the program. I said, hey, do we have a competitor to FedSafe, the FBI safe? And Michael, you do. Michael, your thoughts and tell us about what company people should purchase from.
Well, Charlie, thanks for having me on. I'm glad you mentioned Apple because in the Twilight Zone reality we seem to live in now, I never thought I would have said that Apple values our privacy more than a gun safe manufacturer, but that's where we're at. So it's an unfortunate revelation that's emerged over the course of the last few days that a company that we really thought was with us has turned out to not be. And actually, you pointed out on your Twitter yesterday when you highlighted the correct fact that Liberty Safe was overtaken.
Yes.
By activist investors, an East Coast investment firm, and a CEO who has donated thousands of dollars to Obama. So this is like a longtime Democrat. So you really think that they're going to value your privacy, your Fourth Amendment? You think they're going to love and appreciate your Second Amendment when the feds come knocking? Of course not. So what we wanted to do starting yesterday is get in touch with the safe companies on our app, learn a little bit more, understand the world of gun safes, because what we learned is that there is a lot of interesting nuance. We discovered a few companies on our app that would gladly stand and make statements and say, we're a safe manufacturer, we're a safe company, and we proudly stand with the privacy of our consumers. Companies like we've got, let's see, I'm actually going to pull up a few for you here right now. We've got Sun Welding Safe Company.
Yep.
Charlie, if you go to publicsq.com and you search for Sun Welding Safe Company, they make all their safes right here in the United States. They are heavy duty. These safes are incredible, incredibly fireproof. They're an equal competitor, Liberty and quality. And yet the owner yesterday said very explicitly that they do not keep any access codes to their safes on file. They refuse to. They honor your privacy too much, specifically your Second Amendment, your right to bear arms, and your Fourth Amendment, your right to privacy against these unreasonable searches and seizures. We also have incredible businesses like V-Line Industries. So if you go to V-Line Industries on Public Square, head to publicsq.com, search V-Line Industries, or even to search gun safes, and you'll see these companies. V-Line Industries actually left a statement for us yesterday. They said that they respect and support every individual's Second Amendment rights. The majority of V-Line cases are secured with a mechanical lock only capable of storing one individual unlock code. Once the customer changes that original default code, there is no record amongst anyone of any such change. We take our customers' security and privacy extremely seriously. It's pretty amazing. And then we've got, another one. Anytime a V-Line case is produced with an electronic lock that does contain a master code, that code is sent with the case to the original owner and is never saved or archived by V-Line Industries. Very important. We also have Parker's Safes and Vaults. Check them out of Tennessee. They've said very explicitly, and I really loved this statement as well, because I thought the owner was very clear about his views. He said that Parker's Safes and Vaults is a veteran-owned, family-run business started in 2009 with the vision of providing quality safes and vault doors to our customers. We value our customers' privacy and security and therefore do not keep a database of lock codes and combinations on file. Then he even added this. He said, and even if we did, I'd rather go to jail than relinquish a customer's code. These people are patriots. They even offer instructions on their site. If you're buying a safe that has a master code from one of these big manufacturers, they'll help you with solutions to make sure that you can protect your code from the original manufacturer.
Wow.
It's an awesome set of businesses that we have on Public Square, Charlie. We're happy to provide alternatives, and I agree. If a business has shown that they are not willing to respect your constitutional rights, they do not deserve your business. Simple as that.
Yeah, and so what we have here is an opportunity to move our focus, our emphasis from, you know, just, hey, you know, there's, you know, an issue out here, to saying like, look, Liberty Safe, we're done, but also we have competitors. And that's what Public Square does very well at publicsq.com. I want to just, this is a very interesting thing of events. We mobilized our whole audience yesterday, Michael. And we went, you know, very, very hard. And so Liberty Safe, first they said, oh, come on, why are you guys attacking us? We got a warrant. And now Liberty Safe came out today and said, oh, well, next time we're not going to abide by the warrant and we'll sue. Oh, so there is another way. You see, we broke Liberty Safe. They are groveling and begging for mercy. Guess what? No quarter. Bankruptcy. Chapter 11. We're done. We don't trust you. You guys give it over to the FBI. There's plenty of other competitors you can find at publicsq.com. That is publicsq.com. And you guys could check it out. And so, Michael, but talk about this. When companies reveal who they are, it doesn't matter how much groveling they do. There's a new statement where they say, please forgive us. Please forgive us. Michael Seifert.
Here's all you need to know if you're watching or viewing this program and are learning of this maybe even for the first time. Liberty Safe shut off their replies yesterday. when they initially came out with this statement. When a company shuts off its replies, it means they're afraid of hearing the noise. They're afraid of facing the music, and they are silencing the voices of their consumers that are rightfully frustrated with the actions of Liberty Safe. When they shut off the replies yesterday, I knew that they felt no remorse for what they had done, and they no longer deserved our business. And then, as you mentioned, when they doubled down with a pseudo apology, but basically admitted that they would have had another option all along, it really reaffirms the questions we all should be asking, which is like, well, this never really was a safe in the first place then anyways, was it? Like, why did you ever have the master codes? B, you said that there wasn't another option. You had to give them to the feds. And that yet in this second statement here, you're saying that there is another option. And C, why are you shutting off replies? If you're really confident in your position here, why wouldn't you let the people talk? And if you really value the freedoms of those folks, why would you try to silence them on the internet? So it's a really awful turn of events for Liberty Safes this week. There's a broader point, Charlie, and I want to finish with this.
Please.
When we see companies that have incredible origin stories, they're family owned and operated, they have this beautiful message, they've got a great ethos to their business, and then they sell to a private equity firm, to a big multinational conglomerate, to a Procter & Gamble or a Unilever, whatever it might be, we as the American people should rightfully question the existing integrity of that business. Does it stay through the acquisition? Most often, you're going to find that it doesn't. We know way too many stories of incredible Christian-owned companies that had great stories to tell that got bought by Unilever or Procter & Gamble. You look at them 5 years later and they're doing the pride stuff. We have to be aware that unfortunately in our country, we have this private equity / conglomerate enterprise that gobbles up these small businesses, strips them of everything that made them so special in the first place. And then we need to take our money elsewhere. This is yet another example, Charlie, of this more broader macroeconomic point. And I hope consumers will recognize that we have the power to shut down that sort of enterprise with our consumer spend.
That's why I'm an enthusiastic supporter of Public Square. PublicSQ.com. We do a lot of good stuff together. Everybody should download the Public Square app. Listen, as students begin heading back to school, do you think they'll be learning about the founding principles that made America the freest, most prosperous nation in history? Will they learn that our unalienable rights are God-given and not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? The answer to all these questions is yes for students at Hillsdale College. And these days, in addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale has extended its teaching to K-12 students and lifelong learners like you and me. If you're not doing so already, one of the best ways to start learning from my friends at Hillsdale is through InPrimus, Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. My listeners can sign up for free at this special website, which is available for a limited time. It's at charlie4hillsdale.com. I look forward to InPrimus each month, and you can too. It's interesting, useful, and free. The best and smartest in conservative constitutionalist thought. Find out more about Hillsdale and InPrimus at charlie4hillsdale.com. They're an excellent college, America's greatest college, charlie4hillsdale.com. Somebody emailed me, Charlie, do you really use the Public Square app? Of course I do. It's right here. We partner with them on a lot of stuff, and I'm a big believer in Public Square. Michael is a great American and does a beautiful job. So, look, I want to... A couple things. Number one, Michael, you made such a profound point. Good company sells out to the vultures on Wall Street, who, by the way, donate to Warnock, donate to all these left-wing politicians, and then hand over to the feds. But Michael, there's a buried lead here. The smugness of their first press release. Can we get that first press release, guys, and then contrast it with the 24-hour later begging for mercy press release from Liberty Safe? And the team is going to send it. The one first they say, they're kind of like telling the audience, what would you do type thing, 24 hours. We have changed all of our policies at Liberty Safe where we are never going to comply. They underestimate us. That's it right there. If you read it, we're not going to read the whole thing, but let me just say, they basically say this. We are contacted by the FBI requesting the access code. Our company protocol is to provide access codes to law enforcement if a warrant grants them access to a property. After receiving the request, we received proof of the valid warrant and we gave over the access code. Even though, and then today they've now backtracked saying, now it's new company policy. We're going to fight such warrants in court. Michael, they underestimate us.
They do. They made a bad bet that consumers would just roll over and accept their rights being trampled on. But that's not the case. Maybe that was the case a decade ago. It's not the case now. Target, Anheuser-Busch, Ben & Jerry's, Disney, they all need to learn a very profound lesson. And many of them have chosen to learn it the hard way, which is that the American consumer is tired of being indoctrinated. We're tired of being sold out to countries that hate us and to a federal bureaucracy that does not have our best interests at heart. And if what needs to teach them their lesson is that consumers go elsewhere, then great, that's the free market. And we are proudly supporters of that. I think that Liberty Safe had to learn the hard way that you cannot abuse the rights of Americans and expect to get away with it and conduct business like nothing ever happened in the first place. And by the way, for their company, a gun safe company, to be ran by a company, a CEO specifically, that took over this entity from its original intentions.
Yes.
In order to sway it to a more corporate environment, like it's the same story over and over and over again. So my encouragement to folks, Charlie, is that realize the power in your wallets. Realize that the true nature of the system in the United States, which is all based on profit centers. What if we the people could profit again? Wouldn't that change the power structures of society? That's the message that I know you're preaching. And it's the message that we're standing behind as well.
I love it. And I just hope everyone understands you have more power than you realize. And you know, some people are emailing us, Charlie, by the way, tons of emails, never doing Liberty Safe again, don't feel safe. And this just shows how out of touch their management is. If you know anything about gun culture in America, one of the things about gun culture is that there is this understandable, historically based fear the government is going to come and take your guns. Like, that's a thing, okay? I have that fear. Everyone should have that fear. And so therefore, as a gun safe company, you should probably have some sort of awareness that people are trusting your product to prevent that happening in a way that's unfair, right? And they're like, wow, we're so shocked that we're under attack. They know nothing about Second Amendment gun culture in this country. And they're gonna suffer. I don't know anyone that's gonna support them. Michael, give us kind of the update. Public Square, you guys are growing like crazy. Users are up. The app is beautiful. Riff, tell how it's going.
Well, to be real relevant, we have lots of safe company alternatives. So if you're tired of Liberty, we have alternatives.
PublicSQ.com.
Go find Sunwell.
Yes.
Yeah, PublicSQ.com. Head there. You can find Sun Welding Safe Company, makes all their safes here in the United States, and is an incredible company that does not keep access codes to their safes, their customers. We've got V-Line Industries, an amazing company that is actually from California. They're in the belly of the beast, and they're trying to fight the good fight, and they also do not keep access codes of their customers' safes. We've got Parker's Safes in Tennessee that said, I would literally rather go to jail than keep the codes. I don't have the codes, but even if I did, I'd rather go to jail than ever give them to the feds. We have real patriots on this platform that are trying to create high quality alternatives to the major brands, and they're crushing it at doing so. We're proud to support them. You can go to publicsq.com to learn more. We're the nation's largest marketplace of pro-American, pro-family, pro-freedom businesses and consumers that the country has ever seen, and we are just getting started. We've got e-commerce right around the corner that'll help our platform exist almost as a real Amazon competitor with that sort of functionality, payments with one click of a button, one shopping cart, multiple vendors. That's released this fall in time for Christmas shopping season. It is an exciting time in the parallel economy. And I'll finish with this. There is a broader cultural zeitgeist happening right now. Sound yes. of Freedom, Richmond, north of Richmond, Public Square advancing while the corrupted institutions that have abused our rights for far too long are falling. And I am here for it. So, Charlie, it's great to be on with you. And I hope folks will come join us at Public Square.
Great leadership. Download the Public Square app, publicsq.com. We do a lot of fun stuff together. Honor to be partnered together. Michael, thanks so much.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss, even when you monitor your credit. If your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year at LifeLock.com/Salem. Identity theft protection starts here.